New York Times headline. Transgender could be defined out of existence under Trump administration. Well, since you can't trans your gender, actually all the Trump administration is doing is saying there's two genders, and that's the only genders that we're going to recognize if you want a passport and things like that. And we're going to restore the sanity, some sanity that was there before Obama came along with Loretta Lynch and screwed it all up. And it started screwing people's heads up, started gaslighting people. Okay. See how many of these 11 things sound like you are experiencing them or have experienced them. One, people that want to gaslight you or basically brainwash you, they tell blatant lies. Check. Two, they deny they ever said something, even though you have proof. Check. Three, they use what is near and dear to you as ammunition. Using your children, friends, family members against you? Check. They wear you down over time. Doesn't it seem like the social justice warriors and lukewarm ninnies never rest? Doesn't it seem like they never take a break? It's like, dude, stop, please. How many of you people have... Yeah, gone into social media in the last year or two, and have said some iteration of the following: please make it stop. I have. Oh, is there a movie called Gaslighting? Is there? I must see this. Five, their actions do not match their words. Check. Six, they throw in positive reinforcements to confuse you. I'd say that's a check. Seven, they know confusion weakens people. See, lukewarm papalator ninnies. Yes, confusion has been sown by Papa Francis. And the gaslight, Catholic, libtard media, yes, confusion is weakening people. They think they're being strong. I'm being strong. I'm standing strong in the vision for what's right in the Holy Bible, isn't it? No, you're actually standing on the side of apostates. So it's a 1944 movie? Okay. And number eight, they project. Oh, yeah. Gaslighters love to project. Love to project. Number nine, they try to align people against you. I have personal experience with this. Yes, that's gaslighting. Is it going on today? You better believe it is. Number 10, they tell you or others that you are crazy. I don't know if I've been told if I'm nuts or not. That one may be still on the table. And number 11, they tell you everyone else is a liar. Now, I'm not a follower of this guy's blog, the forgeandanvil.com blog, but he has this under a post, the Church of Gayness. And as I was reading, I'm going like, about as good as any other columnist out there that I've read. Basic common sense laws of the universe are blown off by the modernists of our day as crude oversimplification. That's true. The hierarchy of the Catholic Church is no exception. Gay sex is wrong. Gay sex is a sin. It is a look, can I stop you right there, Mr. Forge and Anvil dude? Don't call it gay. Look, that's evidence of being gaslit if you call it gay. It's not gay. It's not happy. There's nothing joyful about what's going on there. It's homosexual. It is a sin that cries to heaven. In the Old Testament, homosexual sex, I'm inserting homosexual for gay, earns you the death penalty. The New Testament affirms the condemnation of homosexual sex. That's right. St. Paul does it in Romans. Homosexual sex will send you to hell forever. You will become a living furnace of pain.